Bulletproof Radio, a state of high performance.
You're listening to Bulletproof Radio with Dave Asprey.
Quick question for you. What makes you feel more invigorated, less stressed, and more in control of your body? The answer, more energy. Specifically, more quantum energy, because our bodies are quantum systems. Leela Quantum Tech has figured out a way to harness quantum energy so you can reach a state of vibrancy that you've probably never felt. Dozens of studies show that Leela Q's products neutralize the effects of harmful EMFs around us and even release positive energy that can improve your blood flow, optimize your heart rate, and other benefits. Leela Q has some heavy science backing it up. A recent study looked at people who use Leela Q for just 10 minutes. The study used a special blood illumination technique called dark field microscopy, and it showed significant protective and improvement effects on blood flow. So take a quantum leap into higher vibration at LeelaQ.com/Dave and claim your exclusive 10% discount. Everyone's talking about red light therapy beds, and for good reason. There's a company called ARRC LED that's building an entirely new class of LED devices. ARRC LED beds integrate proprietary scanning technology and frequency protocols to shape the delivery of six different wavelengths in dose-optimized photobiomodulation. Yes, that's a lot of words. What it is, though, is that photobiomodulation improves the underlying energetics of the cells in your body. And those changes can benefit nearly every tissue and organ and system in your body. You change your cells and you change your life. For more information, visit ARRCLED.com.
Hey, this is Dave Asprey with Bulletproof Radio. Today's cool fact of the day is that your memory isn't actually as accurate as you think it is, because when you're remembering, you're actually remembering what you remembered. And if that means you're remembering what you remembered that you remembered that you remembered, over time, your memories actually can degrade. And there are things you can do about that, which is pretty cool because you're going to hear a lot about memory today.
Hey there, ice bath lovers. Do you want to take your cold exposure game up a notch with some contrast therapy? Well, you should, because cold plunges and contrast therapy can lower stress, up your immunity, and even help you sleep better. It works better than just cold therapy alone. Well, now you can do that with the new Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tubs by Master Spas. Whether you want to relax in a hot soak or get energized with a cold plunge, the Michael Phelps Chili Goat Cold Tub has you covered. You can easily hop out of the hot water, get in the cold water, and go back and forth. When you do that, you get better results in less time, and that's what biohacking is all about. Go to chiligoattubs.com, use promo code DAVE500, and you can save $500 on any Chili Goat cold tub. I have one in my backyard. That's chiligoattubs.com, promo code DAVE500.
I want to welcome today's guest, who is a friend, someone you've seen at the Bulletproof Conference, and just an amazing all-around superhero. He is a coach, a memory and brain coach for CEOs and for celebrities. And when I say CEOs and celebrities, I'm not talking just any old CEO. I'm talking Elon Musk. And when I say celebrities, I mean guys like Will Smith. I'm talking about none other than Jim Kwik. Jim from Superhero U. Come on in, Jim. Good to see you, brother.
It's great to be here. Hi, everybody. Congratulations on the podcast.
Thank you.
And on the book. Amazing.
It's been a big week. Launching Bulletproof the Cookbook, it looks like our numbers are good. So if you haven't had a chance to buy it, this week is actually the time to buy Bulletproof the Cookbook. Thanks for bringing that up. I forgot to mention that. It's been kind of a good week. And I'm grateful for you hosting us. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, if you sort of look in the background here, we're in this amazing backyard to end all backyards, which is good. Where Jim lives. So thank you for hosting us here in LA.
And thank you for everyone joining us today.
So you've been on stage enough times. People oftentimes see you as this kind of real life superhero because, like, you're with world leaders, the Dalai Lama, and you're Richard Branson, all these guys where you, like, posted photos of them, and I see them on Facebook. And you have this brain where you get on stage and you just remember everyone's names and memorize a gazillion numbers, and I'm frankly blown away by those things. Mm-hmm. And what I also know, though, is what people don't usually hear about, yeah, which is how you got to be this way, because you weren't born this way.
No, when I do those kind of demonstrations at conferences or like on your stage, which I'm a big fan of, I do what I always tell people, I don't do this to impress you. I do this to really express to you what's really possible, because everyone can do this also, and we're just not taught. And I don't, okay. It does independent of age, regardless of their background, their career, their level of education, their IQ, their gender. Everyone has this potential. It's just we weren't taught how to do this. And I know this because, if anything, I think we're taught a lie that that somehow our learning or our memory is fixed, and like our shoe size, and it's absolutely not true.
Okay.
Because we know through a growth mindset, which is part of what I want to talk about in this conversation, about how people could get to that super level of learning, mm-hmm. to learn any subject or skill faster, to be able to remember things that they really need to be able to do. Because I actually grew up with learning challenges. And I know you know this, but a lot of people don't know. When I was in kindergarten, I had a very bad accident. I had some a brain injury, mm-hmm. and it left me with these learning problems. And I had a lot of trouble focusing growing up. I had a lot of problems, and maybe people could relate to not understanding things as well as everyone else. I had a big challenge remembering things, and it actually took me an extra couple of years just to even learn how to read.
Wow.
And so I struggled all through elementary school, to middle school, to junior high, even through high school. And I know what it's like to really suffer and to be challenged. And so when I got to college, I wanted to start fresh. And you know how everyone wants a clean sheet, you know, be able to have a fresh start. And I wanted to start fresh. I took all these classes, and I actually did worse, like really bad. And it got to the point where I was ready to quit freshman year in school. And at that time, my friend said, well, why don't we take a break, get some perspective. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go see my family. And why don't you take the weekend and go to California? And I end up going on this trip with him. And the family is very very wealthy. Okay. And I don't just mean financial treasures. I mean, they were just very happy, and they were making impact and great relationships. And the father's walking me around his property, which is beautiful. It's right on the water. And he asked me this very simple question. Dave, he asked me a question, how's school? And that was probably the worst question he could ask, because I just, I'm a pretty reserved guy, but I just started crying.
Wow.
And because I'm holding all this pressure about how am I going to tell my folks that I'm going to quit and disappoint my family and everybody else. And I was like, school's not right for me. It's not, I just can't do it. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good enough. And he's like, he looks at me right in the eyes, like, well, why are you in school? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? What do you want to share? And I tell him, I had to think about it a little bit, but when I go to answer him, he stops me and he takes out a journal from his back pocket and he rips out a couple of sheets of paper. And I always thought like 12-year-old girls carry diaries or women diaries. I since know better. But he makes me write down what I want to be, do, have, and share. Basically makes me write down a bucket list. And I didn't know it at the time. But when I was done with it, I had, you know, quite a few dozen things on there. I fold it up to put it in my pocket, and he grabs it out of my hand, and he starts looking at it, and I'm freaking out because I'm young, and I'm thinking, you know, this person's obviously very successful, and I feel like I'm going to be judged. But he's reading all the things, and what seems like an eternity, he looks at me, he says, Jim, and I have no idea what he's about to say. He's like, you are this close to everything on that list, and I'm thinking, you have to be kidding me. Give me like 10 lifetimes, I can't crack that list. But he goes like this, Dave. He goes like this, like this. So, you know, it's anyway, it's like my brain right between my ears. And he takes me into his home, beautiful home, into a room I've never seen before. And it's wall, you would love this, wall to wall, ceiling to floor, covered in books.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's just, it's like a library in somebody's home. And he starts grabbing books and he starts handing them to me. And I start looking at the titles of the book, and there are these biographies of incredible men and women in history and some very early personal growth books.
Oh, wow. Think and Grow Rich, Happy
to Be
There.
Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, The Power of Positive Thinking, Psycho-Cybernetics, Norman Vincent Peale, the real old school stuff. And he says, Jim, you have to read one of these books a week. And I'm thinking, there's just no way. I was like, have you not heard what I've been saying the past hour? I'm learning challenged. I can't even keep up with my schoolwork. And he looks me right in the eye and he says, Jim, don't let school get in the way of your education. and that really stuck with me, and I later found out it's a Mark Twain quote, but I was like, that's a great quote, and yet I still can't keep up. I have midterms, I have all this work to do. And then he was like, what he did was he pulled out my bucket list, which he still had, very smart man, and he starts reading out loud all my goals, all my dreams, all my desires, my fantasies out loud. And there's something about hearing like another person that you just met that's obviously very successful, incanting out to the universe, saying out loud in the universe, hearing your own goals in life, the things that are, you know, you're most excited mm-hmm. about. And he, honestly, a lot of the things on that, Dave, were things I wanted to do for my family, things that they could never be able to afford or maybe do for themselves. And with that extra leverage and motivation, which is very key, as you know, to growth and to learning, I agreed to read one book a week on top of my schoolwork. One book a week.
That's a lot in college.
That is, right? And so I go back to school, and I'm sitting at my desk, and there's a pile of books that I want to read, mm-hmm. right? And then there's a pile of books that I have to read for midterms in school. And that just puts me over the edge. I think about, like, where am I going to get the time? And I was like, I have to take the time away from other things. So I'm not eating.
Oh, wow.
I'm not spending time working out. I'm not spending time socializing with friends. I'm not sleeping, which is a big issue for a lot of people. And I'm just living in the library. And then I find myself, like, you know, it's not very sustainable, right? It's attainable, but not sustainable. Mm-hmm. I end up passing out in the library. I fall down a flight of stairs.
Oh, no.
I hit my head again, and I wake up 2 days later in the hospital. And I thought I died, actually. It was the scariest moment in my life.
Wow.
And I'm hooked up to all these IVs. I don't know where I am. And I'm down to 117 pounds.
Good God.
I mean, I was not taking care of myself, right? And I was the opposite of bulletproof.
Yeah, in every way.
In every way. And I just have a new thought, thinking, like, what's the matter here? How do I fix this? And just when I did, the nurse comes in with a mug of tea. And I wish it was bulletproof tea.
I was going to say, if you said bulletproof coffee, I was going to be like, Jim, you made this crap up. All right, sorry.
And on the mug was a drawing of a pretty amazing superhero genius. It was Albert Einstein.
Oh, wow.
And it had this quote on it that you've heard in other iterations before. It said, the same level of thinking that's created your problem won't solve your problem. The same level of thinking that's created your problem won't solve your problem.
But what are the odds that would be a hospital coffee mug?
I know, like, exactly.
That's
like,
so
where
cool.
did that come from, right?
Right?
So I looked at it as, like, it was, for me, it was like a sign. And I was thinking, like, okay, how has my thinking been about this? What's my problem here? And it said, well, my problem is I'm a very slow learner. I'm mm-hmm. a very slow learner, right? I had to work 3 or 4 times harder mm-hmm. and get worse results and worse grades than everybody else. And I was like, well, how do I think differently about it? It's like, well, maybe I can learn how my brain worked. And maybe I can learn to learn faster, right? And I was like, well, how do I find that out? How do I get trained in that? I was like, I thought school. So I asked the nurse to bring me a course bulletin with all the classes. And I go through 100 pages, and they're all classes on what to learn. Math, history, science, Spanish, all great classes on what to learn. But there's zero classes on how to learn. And zero classes on how to think, how to be healthy, optimize my brain, right? How to focus and concentrate, how to solve problems, how to remember things. Like, you think about it in school, they teach you the 3 R's, reading, writing, arithmetic. But what about the 4th R? What about recall? What about retention? What about remembering things mm-hmm. that we want to be able to remember? So I make that my complete focus. I set all my schoolwork aside because it wasn't doing much good for me then. I start training and learning about my brain. I wanted to solve this riddle. It's like, how does my brain work so I could work my brain?
Right.
How does my memory work so I can work my memory, right? Because it's like this 3-pound matter between your ears you don't see. It's like a black box, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't come with an owner's manual, right? But it controls everything. Mm-hmm. It controls everything in our life, our career, our relationships, our health, you know, our business, everything, our finances. So I started studying adult learning theory, multiple intelligence, you know, neurosciences, adult, mm-hmm. like all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, about 30, 60 days into it, a light bulb just goes on, and I just started to understand things. I mean, really understand things. I started to have better focus. I started to not only comprehend something, but I started to remember it also. And so my grades started to soar, but as my grades started to soar, my life started to soar also, right? And I fixed this area, and then all of a sudden, my relationships got better. My body started to get better and everything, once I learned how my brain worked. And so after that, I couldn't help but share it with other people. And one of my very first students that I started tutoring, she was a freshman. This is amazing. You love this. She struggled with the speed reading. We teach a very advanced online speed reading program. And she read, she struggled for it, but then a light switch went on. And she ended up reading 30 books in 30 days.
Wow.
Can you imagine going on Amazon and picking like 30 books in business and and your health and biohack and everything, and just be able to, I know what two of those or three of those books would be. But and I wanted to find out not how she did it. I know exactly how she did it. I wanted to know why. I wanted to know, like, what motivated her to do that. I found out that after asking a number of times, that her mother was dying of terminal cancer.
Oh.
And she was given 60 days to live by doctors. And so the books she was reading were books to save her mom's life. And, you know, at that time I said, you know, I wished her luck and I'll send thoughts and prayers. And anyway, 6 months later, I get a call from this young lady and she's crying and she's crying. And I can't make out a word. Finally, she stops and I find out that her mother, through tears of joy, her mother not only survived, but is getting really better. Doctors don't know how, they don't know why. They call it a miracle, right? Because they can't explain it. But her mother attributes it 100% to the great advice she got from her daughter that learned them from all these books. And that's where I realized that if knowledge is power, learning is superpower. Okay. That if knowledge is power, learning is superpower. And I think if there's any skill to master in the 21st century, it's the ability to learn faster. Mm-hmm. You know, the ability to be able to take in information, focus on it, think about it, understand it, and be able to apply it. You know, to be able to outthink and outlearn everybody else. So that's really my mission, is to really disrupt education, to be able to change the way people personally learn so they could tap into more of their strengths, so they could be more, have more, do more, and share more.
That's pretty legit. Now, wow, there's stuff in there I didn't know. Because, like, we've talked about this over dinner before, mm-hmm. but you know, we always recall different parts of memories and things like that. I want to ask you about how you got started on specific offering training, because it's pretty profound. But before we go there, earlier I said that you were going to give something away for Bulletproof listeners, if I remember, and I think I do.
You do.
Given all this training, the URL, jimquick.com/bulletproof.
Yes.
It's a series of advanced memory trainings.
Right, because we're going to cover some really good material here in this conversation, mm-hmm. in this podcast. And it's not. Hopefully it's not going to be the end, but the beginning. So I prepared some incredible advanced brain-mind training for people who want to remember names, to be able to give a speech without notes, remember facts, and have it at your mental fingertips to be able to process and learn anything faster, even read faster.
Okay, and you're giving this stuff away.
Yeah, there's no cost for it.
Yeah, and,
so.
And just for people listening, there's no financial deal between Jim and me on this stuff.
No.
This is just a giveaway. Like, no weird promotional back channel, whatever else. Like, this is just, I'm grateful to Jim, and I'm happy to point you to his work. And and likewise, this is a gift for you guys.
Yeah, people will learn some really good things in terms of how to level up their learning and to be able to level up their life.
So you were in college, and you finally learned a few of these things. And the first time we met, this was at Michael Fishman. This guy created, like, Rodale Health, kind of.
Yeah.
He's a mutual friend, and he hosts this invitation-only event once a year for people who are having, like, a big voice in improving health in the world. And so you and I met there over dinner. And you told me about the very first time you had a memory training course in college, like when you had an idea to walk me through what happened, because that's the coolest story ever.
Oh, I mean, I think everyone is, first of all, I think everybody is capable of doing these things and learning these things. It's just, there's no such thing. If someone's watching this right now and they feel absent-minded, like they walk into a room and just forget why they're there, or they're taking a shower and they can't remember if they shampooed their hair and they end up doing it twice. Or they'll read a page in a book, get to the end, just forget what they just read.
Yeah.
They
misplace why is the fridge
things.
Door open? I don't remember.
Exactly.
Like that one. Yeah.
Or they misplace things like their phone or their car keys, or if not their car keys, something much larger, like their car. You see the people out in the mall parking lots using their keys to be able to find their GPS.
Sort of like a bat, like they're just listening for the beeping sound somewhere.
All of that could be fixed, and that's just remedial things.
Yeah.
What we teach. Leaders or how to be able to do advanced things like learn languages faster, learn subject physical skills even faster, because there's a muscle memory also. Remember their dreams, because a lot of amazing things come out of our dream states, right? Inventions and songs and pieces of art and everything else like that. So I wanted to teach it to other individuals, and so I put up, I wasn't sure how to do it. And so I found a room that wasn't being used one Thursday evening.
You were like a freshman in college.
I was a freshman.
Okay.
So I found this room that wasn't being used. I said, okay. Because I used to teach tennis back in high school. And I was like, well, maybe I could tutor individuals. And I said, how would I find them? I found this room that wasn't being used. So when I got back to my dorm room, I took a piece of paper. And I wrote, this is my first like marketing, if you will. It said free speed reading memory tips, get better grades in less time. And I put the room in Thursday, 7 o'clock. And the next morning I just make some photocopies on the way to class. I put it onto bulletin boards. And I never share this story publicly. So it's kind of interesting that we're talking about this. Just put some flyers on the way to class. Fast forward to Thursday, 7 o'clock. And I'm just hoping that just five people show up. And I turn the corner, and there's a crowd of people outside of that classroom. And I'm like, oh no, I hope whatever is going on ends soon so I could do my thing. And I go up, and I can't even get inside the classroom because there's this really tall guy there. I was like, what's going on inside? And he looks at me, and he's like, there's a speed reading class. And I'm thinking, wow, what a coincidence. Like, what are the chances that the same room, the same night, the same day, the same time that there's a speed reading memory class, right? And I go in there, and the room is packed full of people, but no one's teaching. And I'm like, whoa, what's going on? And it took my slow brain all that time to figure out that why they're there.
They're for you.
Yeah, and I do a head count, and instead of 5 or 10 people, there's 110 people.
Wow.
And I freak out. And a lot of people who are watching this, maybe they have a little fear of public speaking. I have a full-out phobia at the time.
You still, or you had it at the time?
Because at that time, I grew up in learning challenges. So when you feel like you're broken and not good enough, you're not really connecting with people. You become very shy, very introverted.
I've been there. I get that.
Yeah. And so my heart's beating out of my chest, and I'm perspiring, and I go on a lot of adventures, and you know this. I've spent a lot of time in the rainforest, and I've actually come across an indigenous tribe, and we were their very first Western contact.
Whoa,
and
I didn't know that
one. And we lived by the second night, having dinner with them, by the third day, playing with their kids. By the fourth and fifth day, we're doing these incredible journeys with them. I mean, amazing. But I swear, in the rain, I was perspiring more in that classroom than I did the entire rainforest experience. Anyway, I'm so nervous I leave because I can't even talk.
You're going to give up on your dream.
I can't even do this. And I go, the campus has all these fountains, right? And the water always brings me back center. I always have to live by the water and vacation by the water. And I can't even go back to my dorm room because my friends are just going to make fun of me, right? And so I'm just meditating and I think meditation, mindfulness, as so many of your guests talk about, is so key to learning and high performance. I just meditate by the water, stillness of mind, and I'm a big Bruce Lee, fan and follower.
Yeah, you know the Bruce Lee family,
Be like water and all that. And we just celebrated his 75th birthday, which is amazing. I got to go to the hospital where Bruce was actually born with his wife and with his daughter. I mean, I learned so much from his family.
That's being a Bruce Lee fan, right?
It is. And I just meditating. And when I'm actually walking back to my dorm room doing this walking meditation, and I stop and I hear this voice inside my head. It's my mother's voice. And I won't tell you exactly what she says, but essentially it's all these people came out to learn something. You're not delivering. You're disappointing them. You're disappointing me, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I stop. And I take one step back to the classroom instead of my dorm room. And it's so funny, Dave, and I think everyone can relate, that one step in another direction can completely change your destination or your destiny, right? And I go back and I share and I teach for 2 hours. And honestly, being a world memory expert, I don't even remember what I talked about for those 2 hours. But at the end, I remember exactly what I said. I said, I don't know if I could help everybody here, but if you're interested, I just need 10 hours with you to teach you what I know, 2 hours a week for 5 weeks, and that's why all our online programs are that long, to get over the 21-30 days and really make it a habit where people can really read that way and remember names permanently like that. And I said, if you're interested, I'll be in the student center tomorrow and at noon. And then everyone leaves, and there's no response, no emotional response, good or bad.
Wow.
And when they leave, I'm confused, and I'm also exhausted. I end up falling asleep right on the carpet, and I get woken. It was the best sleep I've ever had to this date. I get woken up by the classroom coming in the next morning.
Oh my God.
Staring at me. I get up, I go shower, I have breakfast, I go to class. 12 o'clock comes, I go to student center, and I'm hoping just one person just shows up. One person believed in what I was talking about and got value out of that session. But at the end of 90 minutes, 71 out of those 100 students signed up for a program that didn't even exist yet.
Wow.
A course on high mental performance, on accelerated learning, so people could read faster and study better and remember more. And from there, I met all these amazing people, And then this was 2 decades ago. So that's, found my dharma, my mission.
That's an incredible story. And wow. Even just hearing it, this is the second time I've ever heard it. You told me that over dinner the first time, but I didn't realize you never shared that with anyone
else.
Well,
I think the lesson to take away, and we could go into some of the mindset of superheroes and accelerated learning and how to learn faster. The lesson, if you're going to walk away with it, I think, is the power of decision. You know, when we make a decision to up-level our learning or up-level some area of our life, everything can change. And it's not even just a little bit. I mean, you could 5X, 10X some of your results just by making a decision to do something new. I mean, going back to that quote with Einstein, the same level of thinking that's created your problem won't solve your problem. The whole definition that, you know, we talk about insanity, right? Doing the same thing, expecting different results. It's just like making a little bit of a shift in your life could completely change where you end up in your relationships, in your business, in your wealth, in your vibe, in your body, right?
Yeah. Wow. So it's hard to shift gears from that to offering some immediate tips for people. But I think people, if you're driving your car, you're sitting at your desk listening to this and thinking, all right, like,
Let's give
me something now.
So,
right. so
help out. I would say working with these high performers, and you know this, I feel like it comes down, superheroes, I use the metaphor of a superhero because I just feel like the world needs superheroes. And it's not, they have two qualities for me. A superhero is somebody who's discovered and developed their superpowers, right? You know, they biohack their different areas of their life, so more of them shows up. Okay. And it looks to the outside, it looks like they literally have superpowers, right? And, you know, for yourself, for all the people that you get to work with, your clients, everyone, your guests on your podcast. But just having a superpower doesn't make you a superhero. You have to use that power for some kind of purpose, right? You have to be able to share that gift to be able to make your community or make your market or make your clients or make the world a better place. And so I like this idea of a superhero because I think everybody has their own superhero journey through challenge and finding their mentors and stepping up and digging into a level of resourcefulness that wasn't there before. So I would start with, I think there's two characteristics of leading like a high mental performance or superhero life. And I would say number one is mindset, all right? And this is something, and I'll get down to practicals, to do's. I think there's three areas of mindset that people need to be able to adopt. And this is what I've noticed from working with individuals is they share, first of all, the growth mindset. I'll make them three G's, all right? Growth would be the first part, mindset. And you know, Carol Dweck's work on this in the area of mindset, that there's a fixed mindset, that your intelligence or your capability or your memory is fixed, or something more powerful, which is, or enabling and empowering, is a growth mindset, saying it's not fixed, it could be up-leveled with proper coaching, with proper training, proper effort, right? And so I think growth mindset's important. The second G to really master your life, to lead this superhero life and tap into your superpowers, I think I would call it grit.
Okay.
Grit, like a grit mindset. Like somebody who has those guts, I would use another word would be perseverance, because I find that the most successful people, they go through a level of challenge. And you know, because they have that challenge gives them change. I just spent a week on set with Will Smith. He's filming this new superhero movie, and I love superheroes.
Oh man, I want to hear more, but
he talks about these things where I ask him how he prepares for going on. Because I do this whole thing with actors, teach them to speed read scripts and memorize their lines and be focused and present.
No wonder they all call you, right?
And so it's one of the things where I was like, how do you prepare? And he was like, I don't have to prepare. He doesn't even have to get ready. He's like, you know, I stay ready so I don't have to get ready. But his level of grit, his level of guts, he talks about being on the treadmill and saying that if he's going up against somebody else, like he would die before he actually gets off that treadmill because it takes a level of perseverance. And I think one of the things you could, whereas growth, you're always learning, you're always adapting to new knowledge and new creating new abilities. When we're talking about grit, you're taking on challenge because I would say, like, remember the other day we were doing a cryotherapy?
Yeah.
One of the things I think that builds guts or grit or perseverance is getting yourself to do something that and really testing yourself.
Something uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable. Yeah. And by doing that, I think that grit is like these emotional muscles that get stronger with use. So staying in that environment or going into, you know, I'm doing like, let's say I'm doing block breathing or alpha breathing in like a sauna or a steam room or or even cryo, mm-hmm. getting yourself to just healthily and safely, mm-hmm. obviously, yeah. but getting yourself to do something and push yourself closer to the limits builds that level of grit, because when you do in this area, it actually expands your potential and your power and allows you to take on more things that are uncomfortable, like going on stage or yeah. approaching that person you're attracted to or doing that deal kind of thing. And then I would say that, so you have growth mindset, you have a grit mindset, and then the third thing I would say is a giving mindset. And I know this is what, you know, you're all about. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, having a superpower is great, but how do you pay it forward? You know, so it's not just about you, it's also about the world at large. And I think the most successful people, the most fulfilled people, have those three things aligned.
The third one is really important, and it's something I totally didn't get when I was younger. I was like, it's all about the money when I was a kid. And you actually don't get the performance benefits of yeah. being a superhero or just having the superhero mindset that when you talk about in all your work, if you don't have a bigger purpose. Yeah. Like if the purpose is just you, it's always going to be smaller. Yeah. And if it's always smaller, the amount of energy that comes in for you to do whatever you're doing, it's just diminished. And like no one taught that, at least not when I was young. I don't know where yeah. you'd read that.
I don't know. I think one of the things with what we're talking about the giving, I think it's they're all very important to be able to have there. It's the other part of having it besides the correct mindset is also the mechanics. Mm-hmm. And I would say that's the second quality that these high achievers and world-class performers have. They don't just have the mindset, they have the proper mechanics, right? They know what to do when, you know, and also when to do it, you know. But I think that the mindset is more than half the battle right there.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that 80% of it comes down still to psychology on the inside. But I wanted to talk about some of the mechanics now. And then as a gift and as a thank you also to your community, we'll to go through deeper in the mechanics, like how to remember all right. names and everything.
So we don't have time on the podcast today to go through all the mechanics, because that's a couple hours, I would say, to start.
We're going to go deep in this training.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's jimquick.com/bulletproof?
/bulletproof.
All right. And so just go there if you're interested. Just even if you're driving, you should probably pull over to do that, but write down the URL, Jim, K-W-I-K. .com/bulletproof, and this is valuable stuff.
Yeah, but we could go into some of the mechanics right now. Some yeah. really quick.
Let's cover like maybe just touch on some of the stuff that you're going to yeah. give away.
I would say this: that first of all, there's, and I'm going to give these as brain hacks, right? And so there are four keys to learning something faster, and this is any mm-hmm. subject, any skill, and I'm going to go through them really fast, and I'll maybe go a little bit more deeper in this training that we do together. And I remember FAST, F-A-S-T. And so if you want to learn any subject or skill, whether it's martial arts to Mandarin, I would say the first thing is F. And the F stands for forget. And that it's kind of weird as talking about memory and learning starting with forgetting. But when I say forget, I'm very specifically meaning three things. The F stands for forget. It means forgetting what you know about it already.
Okay?
Because I find that a lot of people don't learn something because their cup is full, and they have to empty their cup to learn something new. You know, it's kind of cliche, but as many cliches are, they're very true, mm-hmm. is your mind is like a parachute, and it only works when it's open, right? So getting new information in, and we've all heard about the apprentice going to have tea with the master, and the master's pouring the tea, and it overflows, and then it's overflowing, and the apprentice doesn't want to say anything, but eventually he says, "Master, master, the cup is overflowing," and he says, "That's very true," and he's like, "Now I'm glad you saw that, because you have to empty your cup in order to put new in it, right? To learn something new." And so I would say, forget about what you already know about the subject. So if you go and you're learning something about health or biohacking or marketing or whatever your study is, it helps to set aside what you already know for it temporarily so you could take in new information so you could evaluate it,
okay.
right? The second thing I would say forget is situational things. We know from all the brain sciences that you can't focus on too many things at once.
Yeah.
It is like not possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard from all the studies from George Miller from Princeton and Harvard saying 7 plus or minus 2, you know, 5 to 9 bits. Later on, they say 4 bits of information. It's really small. You know, I don't know if technology is having, you know, its effect on everybody, you know, as it is.
Seems like it is.
I think so also as well. But if you're in an environment, you're at a conference, you're at the Bulletproof Conference, you're learning from somebody teaching productivity, you know, or these latest biohacks and neurotropics, whatever, if you're thinking about also one of your chunks is thinking about the kids or thinking about your business or thinking about clients, that leaves you only a certain amount of finite chunks to think about, be present and be able to learn, right? So it helps to be really focused and present and not just forget about anything that's not urgent and important. And then the third thing I would say is forget about your limitations. And I think that's a big thing because a lot of people, they'll tell me their limitations about my memory is so bad and I'm horrible at remembering names. And the thing about this is if you say those things, our friend Dr. Daniel Amen calls them ants, automatic negative thoughts.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, when you say these things, you're fighting for your limitations so you get to keep them, right?
Yeah.
And so the tweetable I always tell people is your mind is always eavesdropping on your self-talk. Your mind is always eavesdropping. So I remember I was preparing for a marathon, and with a name like Quick, and it's really my last name, you know, I had to be a runner back in school. You have to be careful when you're driving. You don't want to get a speeding ticket. Because the worst name to have on your driver's license is the name Quick, because you're not going to talk your way out of the ticket, and you get to teach accelerated learning, right? Mm-hmm. But when let's say when I was preparing for this marathon, there's one chapter on it. It was the psychology of running the marathon, the mindset, right, mental training. And it said this, it said, your mind is like a supercomputer and your self-talk is a program it will run.
Yeah.
So if you tell yourself you are not good at remembering names, you will not remember the name of the next person you meet because you program your supercomputer not to. Because your mind is always eavesdropping on your self-talk. And that's the thing. So you want to forget about what you know about the subject, forget about situational things that are not relevant and important right now. And you want to forget about your limitations, what's possible. The A in FAST stands for active, active. And you know this because, you know, I love your events because they're very participatory and you have all these, you know, all the exhibitors have things to do. And it's
adult
very,
toys.
Exactly.
Well,
they're very experiential. Yeah. And that's how people learn. If you're watching this right now and you feel overloaded, overwhelmed, like there's too much information, not enough time, like you're trying to keep up with your industry or stuff you're interested in, but it feels like you're taking a sip of water out of a fire hose. Because ultimately, my goal here when we talk about giving and having purpose is not about $1 billion. I could care less about $1 billion, but when changing and benefiting, bettering 1 billion brains, that lights me up.
Changes the world.
Fierce.
Yeah.
Right. You could work with and I get to work with some amazing individuals who really are changing the world. So if I can make them 5 or 10% more effective and efficient, it just really shows up.
It's the most leverage I can imagine.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, but I think that if you're struggling with keeping up with the stuff, it's not your fault. And then what I mean by that is we all grew up with this traditional 20th century education, right? Every single person is watching. And the 20th century education at the turn of the century prepared us for a world, a 20th century world. What at the turn of the century was working in factories, working on farms. And our world is so different now, right? We're not working on assembly lines. Right now, it's not about, you know, it's not cookie cutter, one size fits all, sit quietly by yourself, don't talk to your neighbor in school, because that's not the model. You mentioned Elon Musk. Like, we live in a world with him, like electric automated cars, spaceships that are going to Mars.
Yeah.
But our vehicle of choice when it comes to learning is like a horse and carriage.
Yeah.
That's how how people are learning, right? Because it's I mean, if Rip Van Winkle woke up today, a guy who slept all those years, if he woke up today, they say the only thing he would recognize is the school system.
So later this week when we're recording this, I'm hanging out with the entire board of the XPRIZE Foundation.
Wow.
And we're going to be talking about like the future of these XPRIZEs. One of the ones that they just did was around learning, like to take learning out of the horse and buggy. So I'm with you on this. So just keep going.
It's amazing.
But yeah, the world's changing. So it's so cool. And you're right. The stuff that you and I learned in college and in high school, like I can't imagine my kids being taught that stuff. Like,
right.
I don't think I would
allow it. Like rote learning.
Yeah.
This mindless memorization of just facts and everything.
I'm still traumatized. If you give me paper with lines on it, I'm like, screw that. Like, I will not deal with that. Like,
exactly.
I'll color outside the lines. Like, I don't want blue lines on my paper because it just reminds me of, like, turning my brain off.
Right. And I think everyone can relate, right? At some level, we know we weren't prepared for the world that we are in now. And so the amount of information is going up like this, right? You know, they say that, you know, we're talking about information overload. This is going like this. It's doubling at dizzying speed. The half-life of people's industries is just, it's so small. But how we learn it, how we remember it, how we recall it, is this. But that gap creates this thing called anxiety, creates stress. It's actually, they call it information fatigue syndrome. because everything is a syndrome right now. Higher blood pressure, a compression of leisure time, more sleeplessness, right? All these issues that are because people, their minds are so multitasking. And the other challenge is, I spoke in front of like all these doctors, and they call it this technology, use the reliance on technology. And it's very convenient, and I love technology. I don't want to memorize 500 phone numbers or all these emails or anything like that. But in a way, if your mind is or your brain is like a muscle, it grows stronger with use. It's like use it or lose it, right? So we're outsourcing our brains to our smart devices, and sometimes their brains are just shut off. We're not doing it. For example, they call it digital dementia.
Right.
Digital dementia using this stuff. And so that's one of the challenges. And so I want to, and you know, I want to show people how to use their brains effectively. And I'm not just talking about brain games where you're just people are just matching colors or shapes or stuff like that. Yeah. I'm talking about how do you remember that name? How do you remember that client information? How do you give a speech without notes? How do you read that thing three or four times faster with better comprehension? How do you do language learning? How do you do all these like really tangible things? And so I would say the challenge is we learned all passively. And so the A in FAST stands for active. You have to be fully active in this. Because here's the tweetable. Learning is not a spectator sport. Learning is not a spectator sport. And I would say that, at Jim Quick, K-W-I-K, if you're tweeting. So I would say that the big challenge is a lot of people, they're expecting just to sit there and just consume information. And that's not how the brain learns. The brain learns through activity. The brain learns through creation or co-creation, right? Especially in social environments. So I would say being active, right? Asking questions, taking lots of notes, and you know, mind mapping. And I teach people a more linear way of taking notes where they draw a line down the page, and on the left side they're taking notes, on the right side they're making notes. So on the left side they're actually capturing the information that they're learning on at your conferences, on your podcast, and your books are capturing it. But on the right side they're actually creating information and knowledge. So it's like their impression of what's going on. So it's like questions that they might have, how it relates to what they already know, how they're going to share it with somebody else, right? So if their mind's going to wander, it wanders on the right side. So it's kind of like right brain creativity, imagination, right?
Okay.
So that's the A. So the F is forget, the A is active. The S is state. And I would say the state is so important. The state is like the current mood of your mind and your body. And you know this, it's everything. Like learning is so state dependent, like the current mood, like of your emotion, your motivation, your curiosity, and you cultivate these states. Because if you learn, if on a scale of 0 to 10, you're a 1 or a 2 or a 3 in terms of your physical and mental state, how well are you going to learn? Like how well just do you learn when you just don't sleep?
Yeah,
or if you're inebriated, or if you're
yeah, try and learn when you're hungry.
Exactly. And so if the state is low, the learning is going to be low. So that's why I'm a big fan of your work and your programs, your products, because you're talking about people being bulletproof, having a bulletproof body, a bulletproof brain, and they're activated. But it happens because you're helping people capture that state, and they're doing these things, they're having this energy, right? And so we could control our state. A lot of people think see, this is the difference between a thermostat and a thermometer. Like, I think that a thermometer, as you know, a thermometer reacts to the environment, right? And that's the challenge. And so it reflects what's the environment. But a thermostat sets a standard or sets a goal, a vision, right? And then it makes the environment that standard, right? And that's the thermostat.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to state, you know, we control our state, right? I remember I got to introduce two of my superheroes together. You would love this. It was Sir Richard Branson.
Oh, yeah, amazing guy.
And Stan Lee, who created Spider-Man, X-Men, Avengers, everything. And I got to take them to dinner, right? And
you live the best life. And some of your photos on Facebook, I'm just blown away.
And but this thing is like, and I do it, and I mention these names not to drop names, because I actually, it's not.
You're very humble about it.
But I do it, though, because when you next time you see a Marvel character or you take a Virgin flight or whatever, it reminds you of these stories because they act like triggers. Because a lot of memory happens to do with reminders and triggers, right? People who have really good memories, they set up these triggers.
Right.
And anyway, we're sitting in traffic and LA, as you know, and I asked Stan, who's your favorite? You traded all these characters, who's your favorite character? And he was like, my favorite character is Iron Man. I'm like, oh yeah. And you know, and we had this cool conversation. And he's like, who's your favorite character, Jim? And I was like, it's Spider-Man. And without a blink, he goes, looks at me, it's like, with great power comes great responsibility, right? And I don't, people don't remember where they heard that, it's in our DNA.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, and my mind always, because I teach this whole program called Quick Thinking, how to solve problems and be more creative and just advanced thinking methods, right? And learning styles and everything. And I was just like, I reversed it. I was like, you know, Stan, with great power comes great responsibility. The opposite is also true. With great responsibility comes great power. Mm-hmm. With great responsibility comes great power. When we take responsibility, we have great power to make our lives better, right? Yeah. And it's like going back to that thermometer. A lot of people are reacting to the weather. They're reacting to how their business is, reacting to how a relationship, or how they're treated that today. And I'm not saying we're all human. It all affects us at some level. But the happiest people, the most fulfilled people, are people who have the lotus of control inside. They have an internal reference, right? And that would be coming back to responsibility. We take responsibility for our state and how we feel. And so if we're feeling we're at a 3 or 4 or 5, we do something about it, right?
Okay.
And then finally, the T in FAST stands for teach.
Okay.
Teach. Because if you ever want to learn something really, really fast,
oh yeah,
learn it as if you're going to teach it to another person. Like, and you know this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because like if somebody, like when you go through, people go through this gifted advanced brain training that I'm going to share with people. I'm going to teach you the top tips on how to remember names of everyone you meet and all these other stuff. If you learn it, I'm going to share with you my 10 favorite lifestyle hacks for unleashing your superhero brain.
Okay.
And I'm going to show you how to remember it all and everything. It's going to be amazing. But if you learned it as if you were going to teach it to someone else, would you take notes differently? Would you pay attention differently? Would you ask questions? Because we're going to have a whole forum for people to ask questions with us, and I'll answer questions. Would you ask questions differently? You have a different level of ownership. Because here's the tweetable. When you teach something, you get to learn it twice. When you teach it, you get to learn it twice. So I would say FAST. Forget what you know about it. A is be active. Be active. It's not a spectator sport. Be active. Take notes. Ask a lot of questions. S, control your state before you ever go into it. And T, learn as if you're going to teach it, and you'll learn that thing so much faster.
The part about teaching, a lot of people might think, well, I don't have a place to teach it, but it's absolutely true. And the way I got good at absorbing even biohacking information is I used to work all day at a rapidly growing like company that held Google's first servers, Google and Hotmail and Yahoo, like all of them kind of got started at Exodus Communications, this like the first data center company. And so I was working all day, and then I would teach for 3 hours at night to a group of engineers, like master's degree engineers, about like internet architecture. But my curriculum sometimes was like cutting edge. There were no textbooks because I'm teaching like how we do this, like how I did it during the day. So I would have dinner at this little Greek restaurant, and I would like read industry trade mags. I'd be going through them, taking some notes about what I was going to lecture for 3 hours that night on. So I was doing this rapid condensed learning, and when I started this, I would flip out because I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to say tonight. I was in meetings all day and like I don't want to let these people down. So I had this enormous pressure and I would be like wolfing down gyros with gluten, which wasn't that good for me at the time, and MSG and the ranch dressing, come to think of it. So I wasn't helping myself, but I was like, gotta learn. But that stuff was so crystallized because I was only learning it to teach it.
Yeah.
So it came through, and I ended up writing a book. We never published it, but it was a whole book about like the future of the internet. And I'll be damned if it wasn't like 80% directionally right. Like I was like, wow, I should have been a futurist or something. But what you're saying there, I never learned as well as I did during, that was about a 3-year period when I was doing that. And it just went in, and to this day, I could draw those diagrams and all, even though they literally came out in less time than if I had been, you know, doing a traditional study thing. So that last part about teaching, it's the most important thing you could do.
Yeah, I think anyone who, I mean, that's the reason you learn something, right? You learn it so you can apply it, benefit your own life. But the other reason to learn something is to share it with people that you care about.
Yeah, people who you're going to help, right?
Yeah. And also to the tens of millions of people, congratulations again on the downloads.
Thank you.
But that's like that you're sharing it. So you're just lighting all these people's brains and their bodies.
And the whole point that no one told me when I was 16 or 20 or something was that I was in control of my own biology.
Yeah.
Like I thought I was just like, I just had to want it and it was supposed to somehow happen.
Yeah.
Like I'll just try harder, which that's grit, but grit without technique is just like self-flagellation at a certain point. I guess that's tweetable. But I just kind of made that up. But I look at all the crap I used to do to myself because that's what's supposed to work. And so it was just that sincere desire to not do stuff that doesn't work so that you have control. And when you get the body working, I find the mind stuff is a lot easier. Because like you, I used to have all this kind of brain fog. It was scary to the point disability insurance scary. Where like I bought disability insurance because I'm like, I wouldn't hire me because half the time my brain doesn't work.
Wow.
Yet there are times when I can snap out of the fog, learn whatever I need to in a half hour over dinner and teach for 3 hours and go home. But then I'm like, what did I just do? And the variability was really scary. And so to be able to get the biology there so that then my brain would do what it was capable of doing, it wasn't an easy task. And I found that when I started at the top working on my memory, even taking smart drugs was the first thing I did instead of the last thing I did, which is the right order, it doesn't work that well if your basic mitochondrial energy isn't there, if your hormones are broken, if you can't make energy because your blood sugar's all over the place, because you don't have enough fat, all those things. I just wish someone had told me that crap. Or even worse, your biology is kind of working, but then you do stuff that's toxic to your system, even if it's not toxic for your friend. And like, what's my state? Well, your state is crap, and you've probably even felt the real state of high performance, right? Yeah. So doing all that and then layering in the kind of knowledge you have, that's, in my experience, what makes people real superheroes. Because if you do one without the other, you'll get benefits. And if you don't have the knowledge and the techniques, the things that you're teaching, and your biology works, like, oh, this is great, but you'll do more of what you did before, a lot more of it, because you got the energy, right? But if you take that new energy and you apply it towards the self-improvement and towards kind of reprogramming the software, so, oh, look, I do have better memory, or I do have better focus, better attention, I think that's where you get these, like, leverage returns, where it's an exponential thing rather than just additives. And that's why I was stoked when you said, no, I'm willing to teach a course for Bulletproof People. So thanks, Jim. Thanks for being on the show.
I appreciate it.
And thanks for putting together some extra bonus content that goes beyond what we've normally done.
We're going to go over the 3 memory hacks to be able to fix forgetfulness.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go over 7 tips on how to remember the names and faces of everyone you meet, because I think it's part of what you do is, what we're doing is, where it's, you want to, you know, it's those who, you know, who know stuff, but it's also who you know and those connections.
So yeah.
Names are important. And I'm also going to give them my 10 lifestyle hacks on how to unleash your superhero mind.
That's cool.
And some more stuff. So, yeah, that's the thing.
Awesome. And that was jimquick.com/bulletproof.
jimquick.com/bulletproof, and you can get all the brain training right there.
All right. Thanks, Jim. If you enjoyed today's show, you know where to go. Go on to jimquick.com/bulletproof. And this is not a sales pitch. This is nothing like that. This is free stuff for you to say thanks. 20 million downloads. Holy crap. You can also go to the Bulletproof Facebook page, and we'll tell you some more about the contest. The contest is just Tuesday, December 15th, 2016, where we're going to give away $1,000 of gift cards to say thanks. The stuff with Jim, though, just go to that URL, and we will take you through the course, and you'll be able to learn this, and we'll keep doing it, because this is just amazing stuff. So thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode and all the other 250, 70, some large number-ish of other shows. I'll keep doing this for you. Thank you.
The Human Upgrade, formerly Bulletproof Radio, was created and is hosted by Dave Asprey. The information contained in this podcast is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended for the purposes of diagnosing, treating, curing, or preventing any disease. Before using any products referenced on the podcast, consult with your healthcare provider, carefully read all labels, and heed all directions and cautions that accompany the products. Information found or received through the podcast should not be used in place of a consultation or advice from a healthcare provider. If you suspect you have a medical problem or should you have any healthcare questions, please promptly call or see your healthcare provider. This podcast, including Dave Asprey and the producers, disclaim responsibility for any possible adverse effects from the use of information contained herein. Opinions of guests are their own, and this podcast does not endorse or accept responsibility for statements made by guests. This podcast does not make any representations or warranties about guest qualifications or credibility. This podcast may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products or services. Individuals on this podcast may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to herein. This podcast is owned by Bulletproof Media.